And Paul Armando and I are co-leading this, our very first online retreat, Earth, Heart, Sky. I'm not going to say much about the retreat now, but there will be an introduction to it, a brief introduction at the 10:30 slot. But did want to just set us off, really. So just like we would if we were doing a physical retreat, we're going to start with a dedication ceremony. And that's partly just to sort of set our intentions for the week and to try and create a sacred space, a sacred virtual space for our practice. And I'll be leading that, and we'll do it in call and response. So Zoom is, if anybody's experienced Zoom meetings, it doesn't work well with everybody talking at once because of the lag in people's connections. So what we'll do is I will be leading it, and then Paramanda will be doing response. And if you stay muted, but you join in at home, that would be great. And then after the dedication ceremony, then we'll just have a short sit, mindfulness sit. And at 10:30, Paramandala will be introducing us to the theme with the first session, focus on Earth. So if you'd just like to get yourselves settled in your posture, I'll start the dedication ceremony. We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
To the Buddha.
To the Buddha.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Dharma.
To the Dharma.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Sangha.
To the Sangha.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
To the observance of the five precepts.
To the observance of the five precepts.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
To the practice of meditation.
To the practice of meditation.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place
to the attainment of enlightenment.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Here may there be peace.
Here may there be peace.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Here may there be love.
Here may love.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Here may there be joy.
Here may there be joy.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
Here seated.
Here seated.
Here practicing.
Here practicing.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
With body, speech and mind.
With body, speech and mind.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
So now we're just going to have a period of mindfulness, the breathing, and I'd invite you to make a choice. I will ring bells to mark the stages, but if you want to do it as a more formless practice, feel free to do that. I'll just do a little bit of an introduction to get us settled, and then I'm not going to lead. But I am going to read an extract from a Rilke poem just before. How surely gravity's law, strong as an ocean current, takes hold of even the strongest thing and pulls it toward the heart of the world. Each thing, each stone, blossom, child, is held in place. Only we in our arrogance push out beyond what we belong to for some empty freedom. If we surrendered to Earth's intelligence, we could rise up rooted like trees. This is what the things can teach us. To fall. Patiently to trust our heaviness. Even a bird has to do that before he can fly. So just settling into your posture. And just bringing awareness to your body sitting in this particular posture. maybe a sense of coming home to the body, inhabiting the body. Being aware of the whole body, the shape it's in right now. From the head down to the feet, the hands. Feeling the contact with the ground below. Noticing which parts of your body are touching the floor. What does that feel like, that contact? And also noticing the contact, buttocks, sitting bones, on the cushions or chair you're sitting on right now. Or if you're lying down, feeling your whole body supported by the ground. And just allowing the weight to flow down into the earth below. Surrendering your weight to gravity. Just let go. And tuning in to the whole of your sense experience. Expanding that awareness of a sense of touch to also include the sensations of clothes against your skin. There's a window open, maybe there's a breeze. Allowing yourself to notice any smells. If you can taste anything. And any sensations coming through the eyes, so whether your eyes are open or closed. Even with the eyes closed, you may be aware of color, light, dark, shadows, shapes. Also noticing what it's like not to have a lot of visual stimulation. And opening to sounds. So there's the sound of my voice. Also noticing any sounds in your particular environment. Just allowing sounds to come towards you. Sounds arising in your awareness, passing away. Never changing soundscape. And as with other senses, just noticing anything arising in your mind, thoughts, slow thoughts, without getting caught up in them, just allowing them to be there if they are there. Trying to focus on your awareness, your experience of your body, contact with the ground, especially movements and sensations as you breathe. So just bringing awareness to the breath. Just awareness. Breathing in, knowing you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing you're breathing out. Experiencing the breath in your body. Noticing if there's anything enjoyable, pleasurable in the simple sensations of breathing in, breathing out. Mindfulness of breathing. Oh, surely gravity's law, strong as an ocean current, takes hold of even the strongest thing and pulls it toward the heart of the world. Each thing, each stone, blossom, child, is held in place. Only we, in our arrogance, push out beyond what we belong to for some empty freedom. If we surrendered to Earth's intelligence, we could rise up rooted like trees. This is what the things can teach us. To fall, patiently to trust our heaviness. Even a bird has to do that before he can fly. Okay, so come to the end of the meditation. And I think we'll leave it there. We have our next session at 10:30. There'll be a brief introduction to the retreat, and then Paramananda will be giving a talk and leading us in some meditation. So thank you all for coming and practicing. It's been lovely practicing with you all. And see you later.